It's Marketplace Tech for Monday the 23rd. I'm Ben Johnson, and today we are coming to you from Durham, North Carolina, with help from our friends at North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. More on our visit to the Tar Heel State in a moment. First, European regulators may vote this week to make the video streaming ecosystem look more like the broadcast television ecosystem. For years, the dominance of U.S.-generated media and pop culture on television has been curtailed in Europe by requirements that half of the material be made by EU-based creators. Also, that there be investment in making that EU-focused content. The proposal will reportedly require U.S. streaming services like Netflix to devote at least 20% of their catalog to EU-made content. Ellen Goodman is professor of law at Rutgers. She says Netflix is so vast, this might not actually affect what Europeans watch.
It is an interesting question as to whether or not this is sort of an assertion of pride and power more than it is actually an effective intervention in consumption habits.
Regulators will look at the proposal Wednesday. Now back to Durham, North Carolina. I have been here to check out Moog Fest, the festival of innovation and music inspired by the inventor of the Moog synthesizer, Bob Moog. But there is a long history of innovation here, from the 7,000-acre Research Triangle Park, or RTP, boasting offices of some of the biggest tech and biotech firms in the world, to the recently revitalized downtown Durham, where startup offices and small businesses are increasingly visible. North Carolina's rural history and urban centers and the stark differences between them are also visible here. The recently passed HB 2 law requiring, among other things, that North Carolinians use bathrooms according to the sex listed on their birth certificate has caused a lot of friction here. The tech scene is paying attention. Talib Graves Mans is an entrepreneur in residence at the startup hub American Underground. He's also co-founder of the luxury luggage startup Life on Autopilot. Talib, thanks for talking with me.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So tell me about the startup scene here in North Carolina generally.
Well, I'd say it's on fire. One of the terms that we throw around here is going from tobacco to tech.
Uh-huh.
And it's happening. And I think what catalyzes, brings a lot of things together, is the university system.
Mm-hmm.
So all that intellectual capital, I think, makes a perfect mix for innovation and entrepreneurship.
I know there's been a lot of conversation about how HB2 has affected businesses in North Carolina. Can you talk about how people are talking about it in the startup community?
One of the biggest adverse effects of the law is the negative attention that is coming to the state in the area. Right when we're at a tipping point of breaking through and really having a name for ourselves in the startup and the tech community. So unfortunately, some investors might think that it's not good for them to come to the area. However, nobody in the community is letting that get in the way of our innovation and us taking control and being the chase agents locally and on a state level to repeal those laws.
What else do you think is in the blood of Durham that helps it be a place that's friendly to startups?
It has to do with the entrepreneurship nature of the community, right? So where I work at American Underground is on Main Street, and it's directly across the street and parallel to Paris Street. And Paris Street is Durham's Black Wall Street district. At the turn of the century, it was doing significant amount of, in the millions of revenue on a daily and a weekly basis within the community. So that history of entrepreneurship has always been here. And now it's great to see that lifeblood being pumped back into it.
Talib Graves Mans is entrepreneur in residence at the startup hub American Underground. He's also co-founder of the luxury luggage startup Life on Autopilot and an organizer of the entrepreneurs group Black Wall Street. Talib, thank you very much for talking to me.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening to Marketplace Tech. We give you the context you need to understand the business of technology and how it matters to you. Some context on us: we are a nonprofit service and rely on donations from our listeners to keep going. Your gift in any amount will be automatically doubled this month thanks to the generosity of Newman's Own Foundation. And we've just made special Let's Do the Numbers Pilsner glasses available to thank you for your support. Donate today at marketplace.org. That music you were just hearing was produced by Andy Page using the Moog System 55. Some of the academic work being presented here for Moog Fest over the weekend was about so-called metamaterials and how fabricated materials could actually help make auditory invisibility cloaks. What am I even talking about right now? We'll get more information from Steve Kummer, professor of electrical and computer engineering at Duke University. I caught him getting set up for his presentation at the 21C Museum Hotel in downtown Durham.
Suppose you want to hide something from sound waves. Think about how bats use echolocation to find insects.
Sure.
So they're sending out sound pulses. Sound waves reflect off those insects, and the bats can see them and hunt.
So if you're an insect and you really don't want to be eaten,
this could be your ticket. So suppose you could put some material around an object that would divert the sound waves around the object.
Okay.
Instead of bouncing off of them, and then go around behind the object and even fill in the shadow region so that it looked like from the outside world the sound wave, sound energy, just traveled straight through that object, even though what it really did was go around it locally.
Can you give me some more examples of how this might be used in the real world? Are we talking military applications, my mom's hearing loss? What are we talking about?
Yep, hopefully all those things down the road eventually. But, you know, I'm looking around in this slightly awkward ballroom with these gigantic columns that are obviously placed for structural reasons. And, you know,
sound-wise, they might not
they
be
might,
so good.
They might not be optimal. So suppose you could cloak the columns for sound, so that they were not there acoustically, but there structurally. There's lots of work on optical metamaterials for controlling light and making fundamentally new materials to guide and switch and do
actual invisibility clothing.
Yeah, although the reality of that is you can cloak it to one color of light and the object you can build would be barely visible to the naked eye. It's so small.
Right.
So we're nowhere near anything that you might imagine as real invisibility.
Steve Kummer, he is professor of electrical and computer engineering at Duke University. Steve, thanks so much for telling us about your work.
Great. Thanks, Ben.
You were just hearing about removing the audio footprint of things. Well, how about adding sound to an environment? We've been producing our show at the studios of WUNC in the American Tobacco Campus, where the history of tobacco production has morphed into a modern office park with restaurants, startups, a babbling brook, and sound installations that have been part of the Moogfest event over the weekend, like the Beach Ball Synth. Take a listen. That sound from intrepid WUNC producer Will McInerney, our guide here in Durham. Back at you tomorrow from our New York bureau. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.